Hello, and welcome to Stronger Together,
a podcast about strength, wellness, and navigating the hard things.
I'm Charlotte.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're yoga and mindfulness instructors who know that the path to wellness isn't easy.
And it's even harder without community.
We're here to offer real conversations,
raw and honest moments,
and to remind you that you're never alone.
So make yourself comfy.
And let's do it.
Because we are all stronger together. Hey everyone, welcome back to the last episode of season three. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Charlotte and I will be reflecting a little bit on this past season and sharing some of our experiences. And I think that what we have to say might surprise you. So hang on, we have a quick break and we'll get right to it. Hey, Char.
Hello. Final episode of season three.
Oh my gosh. 45th episode, season three coming to a close.
That's a little bit wild for me to think about 45 episodes that we've done.
I know.
I remember when you had this idea that we should start a podcast, mm-hmm. and it was just like a whole different chapter of my life. I don't know if it feels like Same. A whole other lifetime for you, does it?
It sure does. Yeah.
So much has happened between us starting and finishing season three. And it's just really cool to listen to ourselves grow and, and keep offering these episodes that resonate with what we're actually going through personally in our lives.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I hear the landscaper behind you. You know what, Charlotte, this is perfect because what we really want to share about season three was how freaking challenging it was on our end to bring you all these episodes. Let's just share it.
I love it.
Let's just get into it. This season was a struggle for us.
It was. There was a lot of things that we had to align on, which is really hard when we've got two lives with really busy things going on. It was tough
to just kind of navigate the timing of this season, when we were going to record, because I would say for season one and two we had a standing time.
We
always recorded Mondays at 4:30 or something like that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Something along those lines before your Hit and Flow class, which was virtual.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. And then we made this decision to launch the beginning of May, which was just 6 weeks after you opened the studio, 6 weeks after I lost my dad. And we actually started recording way before we launched.
Yeah.
So we were recording in a time that was like, we were super busy. We were really having a lot. We were navigating and trying to manage so many things. But we just kept showing up. We kept showing up because we love doing this. We love this offering. We love our listeners.
Yep.
And I think that we know that it's important to take these yogic and mindfulness teachings and apply them to everyday life.
100%.
And create a community for people to do the same.
That's what I was just going to say. Another big value of ours is creating this community of people who are navigating their own, I want to say struggles, but navigating their own lives and ebbs and flows. And we just want to remind everybody that no matter what's going on in life, we're all feeling similar things, similar emotions. We're all navigating similar challenges, and we can continue to show up because that's what we said we were going to do. And one thing that you and I both really believe, practice, and preach is following through with what our values are, and knowing that, while at the same time knowing that our values can change and what we need to do may change, but what we did this season was we stuck to what we said we were going to do, and we showed up even during the hard days, even the days where we had to record two episodes in one day that was a launch day like today. But we did it and we kept showing up, and that's something that we want to inspire our listeners to do as well.
Yeah. And then just kind of that reminder that, like, when we see the final product of something, whatever that may be, it's very easy to forget that behind that final product could have been a whole lot of struggle and angst and challenges that people have overcome. Because the truth of the matter is that once you and I find the time to get on Zoom, we love being together. We love doing this. We feel like this is our life's work. Part of our life's work is sharing these teachings and the practicality of it and the everyday type of wellness and mindfulness that we try to share. But I think this season we really felt this, like, when your life's work drains you.
Yeah. And that was an episode that we had planned to record just on that sentence alone. But this can be a little bit of that.
Right.
Because it can feel really draining when there's a lot going on in our lives and we still feel called to show up and do certain things.
Right. And then I just want to share a little bit of like how you and I navigate this sense of when our life's work is draining us. So if you are somebody who really, you know, likes to listen weekly and who doesn't just binge when you have time, you may have noticed that a couple of weeks went by this summer where there was no episode.
Did you notice? Tell us.
Did you notice? Yeah. Like it just, there literally Charlotte and I could not get together. There was one week where you recorded on your own, which I totally appreciated because I had nothing left to give that week. And then you were traveling and then I was traveling and then I was going to record a solo episode. And I don't even remember what happened. It was kind of like, it just wasn't able to get it done. And it was also challenging for, I mean, I think it's always challenging for you because you live in a tiny house. So finding space and quiet to record right now, you're in your bathroom.
On the bathroom floor.
On the bathroom floor. And for me in the summer, I had both my son's home and my husband home, and my house was very busy and loud, and it was really hard for me to find time. Listen, not that if I said to everybody, I'm going downstairs to record, I need you to be quiet. Of course they're going to do that, but it just added to that stress of this season of really trying to push out this content to everyone. And I just want to stop for a second and saying, like, this is not our farewell episode. We're not, we're not giving up the podcast, but we want to be honest and raw. We promised you in the beginning of season three that it was going to be raw and honest. And this is us holding to that raw and honest, you know, kind of declaration that the behind the scenes for this season were tough for us.
Yeah. It was a little messy.
It was messy. Yeah.
And one thing that I loved all of our seasons so far, but I think season three has a really special place in my heart because of the topics that we talked about.
Agreed.
And especially you, I just want to give you props right now because I feel like I'm going to cry. Like you.
Wait, if you cry, I'm going to cry. As you people will hear in episode 44, we're highly sensitive people.
but you seriously navigating this fresh grief. And still continuing to show up every week, plus or minus a couple. It's really cool to look back at the episodes and see that journey reflected in the topics that we talked about. And I'm really proud of you as your friend, as your soul sister for continuing to show up, because I know how hard grief can be. So that was like a word vomit, but like long-winded way of saying, I'm so proud of you. And it was really cool for me personally to see the evolution of the episodes in this season, kind of based on where you're at in your grief journey.
Yeah. Thank you for that validation. Totally. It's funny, when I went back and I listened to one of our first couple of episodes, I barely remember recording them. It's just that's been an interesting unexpected aspect of grieving is the memory, the memory issues that I've been having. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it just kind of shows you that where, you know, the brain is in like protective mode. And that's the part of the shock phase is just like that I didn't really remember a lot of things, but I'm so happy that I did that. And I couldn't have done it without you creating that environment where I felt safe and where I knew that, number one, you also lost a parent, so you can really hold that space of empathy for me and for our listeners, because I know that a lot of our listeners have told us the feedback that we've gotten is that they appreciate these conversations about grief. And about how do we keep going and how do we keep living and how do we find joy while grieving? And part of, you know, the podcast brings us joy for sure. And you know, and it was a nice way for me to process and learn and stay grounded in something, because it would have been really easy for me to say, Char, I'm phoning it in. I can't do it. And you would have said, okay, you would have allowed me to do that, of course.
Absolutely.
And then I think looking back, it would have been a mistake to just, you know, not launch at all.
No, I agree.
because this is it. This is the practice in action. Yeah. This is yoga and mindfulness in action right now.
Yeah, it's not just showing up on the days where we feel 100% right. good, where we can talk about these practices as if they're easy.
Yes.
No, when we're going through it, it's not. No, it is not easy.
Yeah. So that was one of the ways that we kind of, you know, we decided to skip some episodes. We recorded some solo episodes. And something that we do for ourselves also is have a clear beginning and a clear end to our seasons. There are a lot of podcasts that just keep on going. And I'm like, how do they do that?
No.
It's so nice for us to have like an opening and a fresh start and then like a closure to that season and then really talk and reflect and think about what we want to bring our audience for the next season and what's resonating in our hearts, what's happening in the world at the time and, you know, what we think people need.
Yeah.
And what we need. A lot of times what inspires these episodes is what's going on in our own lives.
Absolutely. Because us going through it gives us time and space to create frameworks. You know, we love frameworks.
Yes.
We love like step-by-step things on steps on how to get through certain things. But us actually living through these difficult moments allows us to practice what we preach and create clarity around how other people can do this.
And I think the universe really had our back on that one too, because just when things were, I'll just speak for myself, but I know you and I were very in sync. I would be like, oh my gosh, when are we going to do this? Do people even want to listen to a podcast in the summer? Everyone's so busy. We'd get that text from someone.
Yeah.
Right. And it would just remind us as to why we do this. Or, you know, somebody would grab us after yoga and just say, oh my God, that episode, or when's the next episode coming? Or I listened, or somebody just sharing, like, I listened to the podcast and I had no idea. And it was just such a beautiful surprise. I met several people this summer that shared with me that they were listening to the podcast and I had no idea.
Yeah. And now that you're saying that too, I just want to call something out for our audience in like how important it is to follow your heart and do those things that you know will bring you joy and fulfillment. Mm. Because Leslie and I have created the Stronger Together podcast. We have amazing listeners, but it's not like we are bringing in money from this thing. It's not like we're building this humongous community. We're not. Right. We're not in that mega world of seeing like, quote unquote, the fruits of our labor. It's more knowing that we've got people, whether it's two people, five people, 10 people, it's a small community right now. And we both, like, if you look at our metrics on Instagram, like we're not those like influencers, but we're doing the thing that we know will bring us joy and we know will change lives. And we're continuing to do it, even though it's not blowing up right away. Like we know that this podcast will continue to grow because we're continuing to water the seed. We're continuing to watch it bloom and we're not getting
intent to it.
Yeah. We're not letting it go because it's not like an overnight million success, you know?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put that out there to anybody who's listening and has an idea that they want to start. Because starting this podcast with you, Les, has been such a gift. And I'm so, so happy that we did this. I mean,
I'm so happy. Yes, we're still doing it. This is not our farewell episode. But yeah, it's funny. My son said to me, he was asking about our metrics a little bit and I was sharing them with him and he was like, wow, Mom, like I didn't expect you to say that. Like, so for the two of us, like combined, we probably have like 8,000 Instagram followers combined. And there's this local community that we were able to really make an impact on and in a positive way. And like, and just kind of put this imprint out there that here we are, we're talking about the rough conversations. We're not pretending everything's easy. Yeah. We're not creating the smoke and mirrors like, oh, yoga's easy, mindfulness, just do it. Just be, you know, no, it's not. Like it's gritty and it's messy, but we keep coming back because it's worth it. Yeah. And that's why we keep showing up, because it's worth the healing journey. It's worth sharing it. It's worth connecting with our listeners. And it is, it's this idea that it's okay if your life's work feels like it's draining you. It's okay. Yeah. You don't have to quit something just because it's draining you in that moment. You can acknowledge it and pivot, take a break.
Meet yourself and reflect, where you are.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, like you and I said, like in the future, we probably wouldn't have a core season happening in the summer.
Right.
Way too busy for the two of us to find time to record. And we found that our listeners are really busy. Like we were thinking, oh, people will be on vacation. They'll listen to podcasts in the car. It's not really like that. It's like, you know, people are, you know, they're people going away with their kids. They're listening, you know, they're probably listening to like Kids Bop or something, you know, things like that. But all of that is good information for us. And then we see people catching up when we look at the metrics. We see, oh, look, episode one just got like a big bump episode, right?
Yeah.
Or we see the topics that are resonating with everybody. And that's good information for us.
Yeah.
Because there is this acknowledgement that just because you love something doesn't mean it has to feel easy or easeful all the time.
Yeah. Mostly it probably won't.
Yeah. And I just want to take a minute to say to you that like, you had a huge pivot also during the season. Like you opened a physical yoga studio again, and you and Russ launched this business here on Long Island, and you're beginning to pour back into the, you know, this local community in Northport, Huntington, East Northport, Colmac. Like that was huge. You know, that was like a big part that took a tremendous amount of your time. And we still really found that time to connect and ground and create content to allow this to be a really rich and fruitful season.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. Thank you for showing up.
Of course. Yeah. I think that it would be impossible to not show up. I think. And I think that you can feel that way too. Mm-hmm. Whether it's showing up a teeny bit or showing up like with all we've got. Like I just feel like we're always gonna have our one foot in front of the other, whether it's a toe or it's the entire foot.
Yeah.
Going towards what we want and what we know other people need from us.
Absolutely.
And with that being said, like, I think we should just acknowledge our listeners.
Oh my God, they're incredible.
How amazing has it been to, and continue to be, to get our DMs, to get our texts, to get those emails, to get requests, to like,
it's amazing.
To have someone come up to us that we haven't seen in so long and being like, oh my gosh, I listened to episode blah, blah, blah about blah, blah, blah. And it totally made me feel blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's just like, what? It's amazing.
It's incredible. It's so amazing. And that's exactly what we wanted to create. We wanted to create a community here where we all remember that we are stronger when we stick together and that, you know, you feel like you know, even if you've never met me and Charlotte in person, you feel like we're your friends and you feel like we're hanging out and we're, you know, your soul sisters and we're just sharing our lives together and acknowledging the hard stuff and celebrating the good stuff and just, you know, all kind of being connected in that way. It's so special.
It really is. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. I don't think I have the words right now, but it's phenomenal.
Yeah. And it's like, and that's where we're rooted in that. We're rooted and anchored in that. So that on those days where we feel like we're going to scream if we have to record or that the landscapers come or my dog starts barking or I'm getting pulled in a million different directions as you are. And it's like, and it's messy and it's sometimes it's ugly. And then it's like, we think we have it figured out and then we don't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the intro, I said, like, our answer might surprise you. And, like, it might surprise you to know that this season was a true struggle for us. Yeah, and we just wanted to be totally transparent. And as much as we love this work, this season was tough for so many reasons. For what we were going through personally, for the timing of it, for all of it, you know, to acknowledge the requests of our listeners, but also stay true to what we think we feel confident in sharing, being authentic, and we don't want to become a version of someone else's podcast.
No, that's just not fun.
Exactly.
Not fun to be anybody else.
Yeah.
So also just want to thank everybody who's left reviews and who's rated our podcast. Like we just looked 5 stars on Apple Podcast, 27 ratings. Like just seeing those things, you've probably seen the videos on Instagram, like the memes of like when you buy from a small business and the yes. person behind the computer is like dancing around. That's us. That's every time us. We get a review.
Yes, totally. And every time we get a text or a DM, but yep. what's nice about the reviews is then other people get to read them too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh yeah. Should we read a couple?
I think so.
All right, let's do it.
I think so. I love this one. So during a time of great difficulty, this podcast was a breath of fresh air. With kindness and compassion, Leslie and Charlotte share so much wisdom and practical knowledge. Thank you, Jill B. 2000.
Oh, I love it. This one was at the end of season one, but I love it. It says, as season one ends, I'm finding myself a little sad yet excited for the next season. Every single episode has touched me in some way or another. These two are a gift. So I have chills.
Aww.
My favorite podcast and two of my favorite souls. And one of them I've never even met in person, but now Aww. She has.
Now she has.
Yeah, a must listen. Aww. Oh my gosh. So, so supportive. But what I'm seeing here is this sense of the community recognizing our warmth and our care
yeah.
and this sense of we want to validate how you're feeling and hold space to just, you know, nourish you and for you to feel held.
Yeah.
Right? Like yeah. this space of virtual sisterhood.
100%. Yeah. That's like what I'll read one more. That's kind of what this one says. Leslie and Charlotte are such a refreshing duo. They're filled with wisdom and you can just feel their energy radiate through the screen. You instantly feel like you're friends with them.
Aww.
And that's what we want. We want this community of like-minded people who are just going through life.
Yep. Totally.
That's it.
So this is a huge thank you to all of our listeners and a huge thank you to you, Char, and
to you.
Thank you. And just for this acknowledgement of, for us, this validation of knowing that sometimes when you love something, it can still feel messy and you can still feel like, ugh. But we keep showing up and we keep feeling this sense of growth and acknowledgement of our own journey and each other's and the Stronger Together journey. Who knows where this is going
to
take us?
Yeah. I'm excited to listen back to this one day and be like, where it took us.
And we have plans for things that we've already talked about, things that we know that we want to do for season four. We don't have a launch date yet, but keep your eye out because there's going to be some rebranding, some new pictures, some celebrations, because I know we want to talk about some type of New Year celebration, as well as we're definitely going to be hitting 5,000 listens during season four.
Oh, for sure.
So we have to have some type of party.
Maybe like a giveaway or something.
Yes, let's do it.
And we're also going to create, this is something I'm holding myself to, create an email for requests. Yes. So we'll create a Stronger Together email. Look out for that. That'll probably be with our rebrand, where you can email us requests and anything else that you want to hear from us.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Immense gratitude to every person in the Stronger Together community.
We love you so much.
We love you. And share the season, all the seasons, share them with your friends and your family and people that you know that can benefit from this idea of raw and honest conversations about wellness.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Thanks so much for being here, everybody.
Thank you so much. What a great, challenging season.
Love it.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Absolutely not. Raw, unfiltered, honest. Thank you.
That's it. We said it. And that's exactly what it was.
We pulled through.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks so much.
Love you, Char.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
We hope you love that episode of Stronger Together.
And if you did, can you please share it with your friends and your family and your neighbors?
Yes, help us get this out there so that we can connect with more people.
And guess what? Spotify allows you to rate now. So if you're listening on Spotify, can you please rate for us? And Apple Podcasts lets you review. So review.
5 stars on Spotify and tell us what you love about the podcast. We are so happy that you're part of this community.
We love you.